she didn't want, did not want to leave them, to be, you know, just for her soul self to go off and look for something for her in her inside. She realized she already had it.
You sound very personally attached to this role.
Well, you know, I can relate to her in a lot of ways because I've been in that position before. And in the fact that being a mother for me was the same thing. And, you know, in my 30s, I had enormous amounts of opportunities. After Sex, Lies, and Videotape, I could have worked nonstop. I could have worked without ever not working. That's how much my life changed. And I realized the first year I took a lot of work right after Sex Lies. And it was a sacrifice for my family and my children. And so I quit doing that. And I turned down a lot of work because I realized the most important thing in my life were my children. So I understand that passion of finding a balance of what's really, you know, what's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
What's truly valuable. And I think there are other things that are valuable other than, you know,
work
or fame or whatever. I think that, you know, that you have to have an incredible balance in life and recognize what truly is fulfilling. And mm-hmm. I think the most fulfilling thing you can have is family and community. I think those are truly, truly important. Work is good, but those are the most important things.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add one thing. I think as we move forward, there will be some differences between the law and Olivia's feelings on occasion. And ultimately, her responsibility is to the law, but that will cause conflict, and I think it becomes an interesting way to proceed.
I'm so excited, Dan.
Good.
Give it to me.
No, I think that's very well said. And, you know, Andy's character has so many other dimensions to it. She has a brother who is a little bit different and off the reservation.
That's a good word, Bill.
She has a mom who she manages as well throughout the town, and then a daughter in a very complicated relationship. So there are many challenges that she faces day to day that are family, that are also career, that are also relationship driven, and it makes the character very rich and extremely complicated in a way that I think is very compelling for the audience.
I was thinking, listening to Andy and Dylan talk about their roles, was it surprising as a producer to see these characters come alive in a way perhaps that you did not even imagine?
I could not picture it fully, absolutely not. There was no way I could fully see what was going to happen. And clearly I'm very pleased with what has happened, but it wasn't,
would
I didn't picture it fully. No, I couldn't quite go there. As I think Dylan and Andy said before, you know, in a film, there's a beginning, middle, and end. Here we keep going and going and going, and we need to figure out ways to make it interesting, appealing, compelling, relatable, etc. And those are challenges we face as we move forward. And it was great fun seeing the first 14 hours or being part of it.
They're great challenges, and I think as we look at the series in year two and beyond, I think there are just so many different ways that we can take it, and we're so excited about that.
Now, Ron, this is your first premiere experience with Hallmark. You've worked on a lot of American productions in Vancouver. What did this series, how did it differ in terms of other productions that perhaps you've worked on?
I recognized early on the elements of this series. I mean, it came to us as a TV movie. It originated as a TV movie, and when it went to series, that's when we came aboard. We have a lot of experience in making series television. And as we've already talked about the elements here, Andy and Dylan and the books and Debbie McCumber, you could see this was going to be a fantastic family-driven show, and that's why we got aboard.
Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds like there's the potential for this to continue on. That's a commitment for you two actors.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. So this is something that's not scary, thinking, okay, this is going to go on for perhaps years.
Oh, yeah, that's a horrible scenario. I have a successful TV series. Ooh, what am I going to do? That's, you know, you dream about that. This is, I think, my eighth series, and all of my other ones were pretty short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know when you go into it how it's going to do. And I learned long ago that there is no sure thing, even when you've got a sure thing. you know? Yes. We felt pretty good about this.
Yeah, so we better just focus on the present right now.
Yeah, Andy gets very superstitious if you start talking long term.
Focus on the present.
Actually, Bill had said at the beginning, he said, Dan, we have to see if this can work for 4 or 5 seasons. We're not just talking about 1 year here. Yeah. So we had confidence right at the start.
Mm. And I think as we look at the character development, that's very important for us to keep in mind that we don't, as Dylan referenced in the beginning, that we don't, you know, play it all out right out of the gate, and we're very cognizant of that as we look at how the series is going to develop.
Could I just
ask? I think I realized you were asking earlier about the conflict of interest as I set the law and that people in my town and my community sometimes get upset with me.
Yes.
I think that might have been what you were looking for, and I didn't realize.
Yes, yes.
That has happened, and I'm sure after hearing what Dan said, that's probably going to happen.
A few more times.
Okay.
But, and we also established, too, that within our relationship we have some issues because I'm reporting news.
That's right.
And sometimes that's not going to be in Olivia's best interest when she's trying to make a very difficult decision.
That's
and,
right.
And if I fall on the opposite side of her judgment, obviously that's a bit of a problem. And we did touch on that a little bit in the first year.
Plus, like you said, it's a small town, so people, you know the people, sorry, we'll be there in a minute, are people you know. You're going to write about people you know. You're going to be judging people you know. So
Yes. That
adds a lot of stress and tension to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to have to end, but I'll let you have one more question.
I just want to ask you if you, because a legal matters, you are a female judge, and in England they're mostly male judges. Did you do any research the legal side of things before taking on the role, or study the behavior of the judge in America, or is it all your imagination? That's the one it should be.
I did a little bit of research. I actually have some friends that are judges, so I was able to talk to them. But I want to do a little bit more. I think, now that things seem to be going well and we're going into season 2, I have some time and some opportunity to continue my studies. It's not an area that I had. Luckily, I had never had any experiences.
fortunately.
So I would like to do a little bit more work, because I think the more, you're invested you are, the more comfortable I will be, and the easier it'll be for my performance. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. So we obviously could be gone for hours. This is all very interesting. The show is wonderful, as you could tell by this short trailer. Thank you, one and all, for being here with me. I wish you the best. Congratulations on this new next series. It's been signed, right, as you said, for new episodes. And hopefully you all have a chance to see it in your own countries. So once again, thank you for being here with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.